Blog Talk Radio.
Andrew Patrick of the Celtic Cross Foundation of Ministry here on Celtic Cross Radio. Happy New Year! And this is two shows in a row. We've lost our signal, but we got her back and we're back in there. So we're going to try our darndest to get this Protestant Celtic prayer rosary out to you today. So let us remember in our prayers, if I can go right into that, all of our clergy around the world, starting with Cardinal Paul Roberts, Suffragan Bishop Ian Gaylard, Canon Jeffrey Leach, Episcopos Gary Taylor, as well as all of our Templars and our priests and our sisters and our brothers here in the United States and around the world. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, 2016, let us pray for our world. We know we won't have peace in our world, but let us see if our prayers will be answered, that the end of extreme Islamic ideology can be accomplished in our lifetime, making the world a much better place for all inhabitants. Let us pray for our men and women in uniform in all branches of our military services. Let us pray for our police officers are firefighters, both career and volunteer, paramedics, EMTs, doctors, nurses. Let us pray for our teachers. Let us lift up our students, our children. Let us pray for single parents, lifting them up, giving them courage and help whenever possible. We lift up your special intention. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, let us begin tonight's Celtic Rosary Vigil. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, in the words that our Savior gave us, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever and ever. Amen. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit and the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints and the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body and the life of the world to come. Amen. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God. The Lord is one. You shall love the Lord with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your might. And you shall love your neighbor as yourself. In the name of the Father, who is the Father of light and the giver of all good gifts. Amen. In the name of the Son, who is our Redeemer and the source of our salvation. Amen. In the name of the Holy Spirit, who is our Comforter and Guide. Amen. The Kyrie. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to your loving kindness, according to the multitude of your tender mercies. Blot out my transgressions, and wash me thoroughly from my iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Against you and you only have I sinned, and done this evil in your sight, that you may be found just when you speak, and blameless when you judge. Behold, I was brought forth in iniquity, and in sin my mother conceived me. Behold, you desire truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part you will make me to know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which you have broken may rejoice. Hide your face from my sins, and blot out all of my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me away from your presence, and do not take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and uphold me with your generous spirit. Then I will teach transgressors your ways, and sinners shall be converted to you. Deliver me from blood guiltiness, O God, the God of my salvation, and my tongue shall sing aloud of your righteousness. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall show forth your praise. For you do not desire sacrifice, or else I would give it. You do not delight in burnt offering. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit and a broken and contrite heart. These, O God, you will not despise. Amen. The first decade, the Incarnation. When God saw that we were trivial, heaven opened graciously over our head. We beheld Christ, the Spirit of Truth. May he draw us in beneath the strength of his crown, strengthen our hope, enliven our joy, keep us valiant, faithful, and near as the light of our lanterns. Amen. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. He was in the beginning with God, and all things were made through him, and without him nothing was made that was made. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. In him was life, and the life was the light of men, and the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. For of his fullness we have all received grace from grace. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. The prophet Isaiah proclaimed, "Behold, a virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel," which is translated, "God with us." For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. The angel Gabriel announced to the virgin, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He will be great, and he will be called the Son of the Highest." For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. At his birth, the angel of the Lord proclaimed, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord." For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. The prophet John proclaimed, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world, descending from heaven like a dove, and he remained upon him. This is he who baptizes with the Holy Spirit. This is the Son of God." For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. The Apostle Paul proclaimed, "It pleased the Father that in him all the fullness should dwell, and by him to reconcile all things to himself, whether things on earth or things in heaven." For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. On the Mount of Transfiguration, the Lord God said, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear him." Think of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. The Lord himself proclaimed, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever and ever. Amen. The second decade, the teachings. We set the keeping of Christ about us. We beseech the guarding of God with us, to possess us and to protect us. May the gospel of Christ, King of salvation, be as a mantle to our bodies. Amen. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. You are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. Whoever is angry with his brother without cause shall be in danger of the judgment. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. Let your yes be yes, and your no, no, for whatever is more than these comes from evil. For the sake of the sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. Do not resist an evil person, but whoever slaps you on your right cheek, turn your other to him also. For the sake of a sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. Love your enemies. Bless those who curse you. Do good to those who hate you. And pray for those who spitefully use you and persecute you. For the sake of a sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. Judge not, that you be not judged. For with what judgment you judge, you will be judged. And with the same measure you use, it will be measured back to you. For the sake of a sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. Do not worry about your life, what you shall eat, or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. For the sake of a sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth. For the sake of a sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. Love one another as I have loved you. For the sake of a sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. In the night in which he was betrayed, he took bread and wine and said, "Take and eat, take and drink, for this is my body and my blood. Do this in remembrance of me." Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever and ever. Amen. The third decade, the Passion. May the cross of Christ be between us and all ill will, encompassing us in his might, and shielding us from every harm, from every spectre, and from every evil. Amen. Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, the King of Israel. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. The hour has come that the Son of Man should be glorified. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. I am the living bread, which came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. And the bread that I shall give is my flesh, which I give for all the life of the world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. The hour has come. Behold, the Son of Man is being betrayed into the hands of sinners. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. And they clothed him with purple, and they twisted a crown of thorns and put it on his head. And they struck him with a reed and spat on him. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. Now it was the third hour, and they crucified him. And those who passed by blasphemed him. From the cross he spoke words of comfort and forgiveness. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And as John and Mary, his mother, stood at the foot of the cross, he said to his disciple, "Behold, your mother." For the sake of a sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. At the sixth hour, the sun was darkened, and he spoke, "Father, into your hands I commend my spirit. It is finished."
for the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. Then Joseph of Arimathea and Nicodemus took the body of Jesus and bound it in strips of linen with spices, and he was laid in a new tomb in a garden near the place where he was crucified. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. As the first day of the week began to dawn, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary came to see the tomb. But the tomb was empty, and an angel of the Lord said, "Do not be afraid, he is not here, for he has risen as he said. Go quickly and tell his disciples that he has risen from the dead." For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. Jesus himself stood in the midst of them and said to them, "Peace to you. Let not your hearts be troubled." It was necessary for the Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead on the third day, that the repentance and the remission of sins be preached in his name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. And he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And two angels said to them, "Why do you stand gazing up into heaven? The same Jesus will come in like manner as you saw him go into the heaven. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever and ever. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. I adore thee, O Christ, and I bless thee, because by thy holy cross thou hast redeemed the world. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, that ends tonight's Protestant Celtic prayer bead recital and vigil. I want to thank you so very much for starting off the new year with me and praying. And I want to just ask the Lord to bless each and every one of you. I'd like us to lift up all of those that are suffering around us, those that are struggling, those that are ill, those that are facing uncertainties. Ask that they be given great faith. Ask them to remain hopeful. Ask them to show love whenever they can. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. The Son is our hope. The Father is love. And our faith is in through the Holy Spirit who guides us. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, this is the Patriarch of the Celtic Cross Foundation of Ministry, Andrew Patrick, wishing you a wonderful and blessed New Year's. Tell your friends about our program. If you'd like to know more about us, you can go on to our ministry's website at www.CelticCrossMinistry.com. All one word, all lowercase. There's over 94 pages, I believe, and yet still more to come. I tell you and give you a very good understanding of what we are doing in ministry to changing the lives of those around us and those far away. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, There are many changes coming in the days and weeks and months and years ahead of us. We all go through it. It's part of life. Enjoy it. And when those trying times come of trials and tribulations and uncertainty and stress and aggravation and anger, let it not worry you. Give it to God. For as we just prayed in this, don't worry about what you shall eat, what you shall drink, what you shall wear. What's meant by that is don't worry about the things that you don't have control over. Take control of the things that you do have, that God has given you power over. And help someone else along the way. That is showing true mercy and love. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we have some financial goals that we're trying to reach this year in the first quarter, and we really need your help for this. We'd like to ask you for your help to help us apply and get a 501c3 for this ministry so that we can branch out through grants and subsidies and other avenues to try to raise money instead of coming at you periodically and asking for your help. Ladies and gentlemen, it's important that we do all we can. And if we are giving you good word to instill in your heart and your life, and we are helping you with your sense of prayer and your relationship with God, please honor that with a love offering or a donation. If you'd like to make it a one time, that's fine. If you'd like it to make it a reoccurrence, that's fine too. Ladies and gentlemen, you can do that on our website, www.CelticCrossMinistry.com. Right on the homepage, as you scroll down towards the bottom, you'll see a button that says Donate Now. Please do so. If you have any prayer intentions, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I'd love to read them here on my prayer closet for you. Go ahead and send them to us at info@CelticCrossMinistry.com. That address again is info@CelticCrossMinistry.com. In the subject line, reference this radio broadcast, My Prayer Closet. Prayer request. In the body, put your request in. And if you'd like, we also do birthday wishes and prayers. So send us someone that you love or care about that you'd like us to remember. Let us know the date of their birth and their name. Don't have to tell us how old they are. And we'll be happy to have others around the world pray with you. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, there's so many things that are in my heart to tell you and to help you with. Come unto me and help me and let me help guide you into the light of Christ and the path of his ways. That's what all of our clergy want for you this new year. We've dubbed this year, as we do every year, with a theme. This year, it is the year of the Celts. It is our year, and it is our year to break out and to reach our arms around the world and to hold each and every one with Jesus' love and caring, his mercy and his grace. Help us to help you and others. This is Patriarch Andrew Patrick saying God bless, and we'll talk to you next week. Thank you.